This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And then last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
His name's Donald Trump.
She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in. This dog house here is mighty small, but it's better than no house at all. So ease it on over.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in.
A little bit of a segment, and that's with David, and I'm going to get out of here. But David, tell us what you got coming up in a minute. But first, David and I want to ask you this question. Man, they really are all over the news calling for Trump to die and, like, salivating and having orgasms and dreams about how a coup's totally normal and really cool. And I look like this army of, like, really weak chicken neck people who've never actually even studied war calling for it, but they've got Soros backing it. I mean, I'm not somebody that's calling for them to all be arrested, but if we were all organizing insurrection and overthrow and killing, I mean, we should be. I mean, I don't want to have a fight with these people. I don't want to touch them. But at the same time, I mean, they really are pushing for criminal activity, and I don't get their sense of confidence.
Yeah, Alex, you know, it's like the difference between protests and riots, and we have to draw that distinction. And there was a back and forth going last week with Sean Spicer saying, don't call the people with the pro-life march, don't call them demonstrators. Well, it's okay to call them demonstrators. I mean, that's they call themselves demonstrators. The problem is when we call rioters demonstrators. And they always play with the language that way. So when you go out and you start criticizing somebody, it's never been accepted to call for their murder. And we're very careful not to do that when we disagree with people. If the liberals would look at this, they would understand that they've already gotten more from Donald Trump than we got from Barack Obama in 8 years.
That only scares them more. They want misery. They want
absolutely.
They don't want free market to deliver because they're just all they have this weird reflected glory off of big government. They even though they're losers and don't get any of it, they get off on it.
Well, it's simply partisan politics. It's simply trying to make Trump look bad so they can make themselves look good. Look, they don't want the TPP. One of the first things he did was to take down the TPP. Barack Obama never did anything I agreed with in 8 years. And these people will not work with him on the issues like taking down NAFTA, taking down TPP that they said that they wanted to deliver on.
We're day nine now. What do you make of Trump? I mean, he's just doing everything he's got to do.
It's pretty amazing, Alex, because, you know, he's coming through with this stuff so quickly that it's difficult for both the people who support him and the people who oppose him to get down to all the details of what he's done. We're going to try to do a little bit more of that in this next hour. But it is absolutely amazing the rapid pace that he's doing, to the extent that some people have said, maybe this is a tactic. Maybe he's doing this so quickly that they can't really hit him on one thing before he goes to another.
Sure, but I mean, he's doing things really smart.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they've been pre-planning, like, oh, Obama passed a law in 2013 and had another order in 2010. Doing exactly this, so knowing he's only doing what's already been done, I mean, it's just really smart. I'm impressed.
Well, also, when we look at some of the other issues, as this is starting to break, and over the weekend, I think you talked to somebody, and they said, hey, what he needs to do is do something about this H-1B visa program and really cut the legs out from underneath some of these people who are opposing him. And, of course, that's one of the next things that he's going to be doing. I mean, he knows what he's doing. We don't necessarily have to tell him what to do. I mean, it's great for everybody to get together
and
have a
big grassroots push. We're calling for stuff.
Yeah.
We're calling for stuff, and then Trump does it. We're on the same page.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Trump gets it. That's why they're really freaked out.
Absolutely, yeah. It's good to have a big grassroots push to support him. And he has the capability, and he's using the capability to talk directly to the public instead of going through the media and having them filter it.
Sure.
And so that's been a great thing this last week.
But let's talk about, when we come back, how they're going to counterstrike. Because they've seen crazed, and they got weird confidence in their eyes. They're planning some really crazy bad stuff. And You know, I just hope they don't push it too far and start a shooting war, because I've never seen such giant sacks of weak pus.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA, or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821. 800-676-0821.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, it's really become a joke that they want to have open airplane flights from Sudan and from Somalia when within hours of people being on the ground in those countries, especially Somalia, you get kidnapped, even if you're a white Muslim. And Obama already had these in place. He just wasn't enforcing them, which is insane. This is why we keep having Somalis stab people, shoot people, run them over. And then the media just has this big, giant pity party acting like Trump's done all this horrible crap. I mean, it's crazy. And then, can we show it? Let's cue it up. Chucky Schumer crying. Chuck Schumer supports Israel having a big wall, and he supported Israelis being armed, which is fine with me, but Israel has all sorts of travel restrictions. And so do most other countries. Again, they play on Americans' ignorance, and Schumer starts crying. I mean, this has got to be the most pathetic clip of all time. The guy is a horrible person. involved covering up the Clinton's crimes, involved in globalism. He wants your guns. He wants Obamacare. He's such a horrible person. And Trump has come out and said that, you know, he needs a better acting coach, that it's totally fake. Yeah. Let's go ahead and show first Schumer, and then let's show Trump. Here it is.
This executive order was mean-spirited, un-American.
Now, this is really bad acting.
It was implemented in a way that created chaos and confusion across the country, and it will only serve to embolden and inspire those around the globe who will do us harm. It must be reversed immediately.
So they hold us hostage. This is like Khan's dad went on CNN this week, and I shot a video, and he goes, "You will cause the tax. You have done it. You do not." Totally intolerant, totally out of control, threatening us. So what? Do whatever you're going to do. Fill your damn hand. I am sick of being threatened by people. Watch your frickin' mouth, though. Because you shoot your mouth off and threaten people, bad stuff's going to happen. I mean, really. I don't think you idiots realize the situation you're in. You take our kindness for weakness. You have no idea what you're messing around with. I mean, just look at the West. Look at everything we've done. We're ready to go crazy. I've tried to oppose all these wars because they were setting us up. Now you think Islam's going to have its way with me and my family? Never. Never. Ally with that creature, George Soros. Now here's Trump responding to Schumer. I mean, Schumer is a freaking joke. Why is Trump even nice to him when Schumer says he's not a real president and all this crap? Here it is.
Chuck Schumer yesterday with fake tears. I'm going to ask him who is his acting coach, because I know him very well. I don't see him as a crier. If he is, he's a different man. There's about a 5% chance that it was real, but I think there were fake tears.
Let me ask you this, Knight. I got a few other stories I swore to get to. That's why I'm cutting into your time here. This is surreal. I keep using the word surreal, Twilight Zone, Altered Dimension, Matrix. I mean, the great things that are happening next to the bad things, women with their tops off yelling Allah Akbar. I mean, it's just, I guess it's just mental illness. It's people that have had freedom so long that in some type of mass Stockholm syndrome, like a toddler throwing a fit, they're begging for an alpha female or male to put them in their place.
Yeah, you know, Alex, I tweeted about Chucky Schumer crying, and when I started typing it on my phone, it came up, instead of Chucky, it came up Chicky, and I thought, well, that fits. I left that there, and I said, keep on crying, and then you really need to show us how sensitive you are, and make Keith Ellison the new head of the DNC, the guy who was the congressman who refused to take the oath to office on a Bible, said, I'm going to only do it on the Quran. He is a radical Islamicist, and go ahead and do that. And we'll watch you lose another 1,000 seats in just the next 4 years instead of the last 8 years. And I hope they keep going down this path, Alex.
But it's like a mental illness. Yeah, they lost almost 1,000 seats in legislature.
A little over,
which,
yeah.
Which is the really almost 1,000, which was over 1,000. I saw 900 something. And whatever it is, that's great. So, in fact, I hope you're usually right. Guys, Google how many House seats or how many legislative seats were lost.
I think it was like 1,030, including gubernatorial seats and that sort of thing.
Oh, sure, state sure. Level.
Yeah.
I'm talking about legislator seats.
Right.
And then, yeah, they lost like 14 governors and a bunch of Senate seats and a bunch of House seats. You're right. It was over 1,000 total.
And the governors are way bigger than losing some House seats. They are just on the ropes. They've never had less of a presence than they do now. And it's going to continue to go down that road
because
totally you see what
they're doing. Bet on race-based politics.
Absolutely.
But what's killing them is minorities that want prosperity, who fled tyranny, are going, no, I'm not buying this. It's blacks and Hispanics voting in record numbers that trumped all this. That's why we've got to deliver, and anybody qualified's got to be hired. We've got to just go out and get dinner together. We've got to go, you know, go play basketball together. We've got to go hiking together. We got to just really come together, like Martin Luther King said, and reject all this race-based garbage, Evan.
Well, you know, Alex, a good example of this, of course, is Starbucks. The CEO has come out now and said, I'm going to react against this unprecedented move. And, of course, we've been saying all day today, this is not unprecedented. Jimmy Carter did it. We had Obama do it. We had Joe
Biden.
That's
right. Jimmy Carter did a total ban.
That's right.
Let me add this. What about how Biden wanted Vietnamese banned because they were conservatives?
That's right. That's on InfoWars.
Yeah. And then now the Cubans have been totally banned by Obama. So they're having to go to Mexico, who deports them. See, I don't care what color somebody is. A right-wing Vietnamese is a super hard-working, statistically great person you can trust. Same thing with a right-wing Cuban. It's not about skin color, is it, David? It's about their ideology.
It is ideological, Alex. And as I was pointing out on Friday when I talked about these Mexican government officials last Tuesday, before any of this back and forth happened between the Mexican president and Donald Trump, they were talking about, and this is a former ambassador to the United States, a foreign former minister of Mexico. They were saying, hey, we're going to see if that wall that Donald Trump puts up keeps out the terrorists and the drug cartels, because we won't. And they said, "We, you know," quoting Rahm Emanuel, say, we're not going to let a crisis go to waste. The title of the article from the New York Times, because they were working with these globalists, that's the issue there. It's not Americans versus Mexicans or Anglos versus Mexicans. It's the globalists versus the nationalists. And that's what these Mexican officials are. And they were saying, what weapons can we use against Donald Trump if he goes to war with us over NAFTA? So if you get out of this globalist structure here, we're going to use weapons like sending terrorists across the border. We're going to aid them. And, of course, they are doing that already. They're doing that already with the immigrants who are coming in with
No, they are. I mean, I don't care where you come from.
Step it up.
If you're pro-gun, pro-family, they're being brainwashed against that. In fact, speaking of Jimmy Carter, since you mentioned it, here's Jimmy Carter banning people. Go ahead.
The president ordered four steps immediately. A complete break in diplomatic relations. Iranian diplomats must leave the United States by tomorrow midnight. Official sanctions prohibiting exports to Iran. The exporting of even food and medicine is expected to be minimal or non-existent. An inventory of frozen Iranian assets of over $8 billion in this country, and steps toward using the money to pay claims of Americans against Iran. And a virtual shutting off of all Iranian immigration into this country by refusing new visas to Iranian citizens. Moreover, the president warned these four steps may be just the beginning.
All of us, the steps I have ordered today are those that are necessary now. Other action may become necessary. If these steps do not produce the prompt release of the hostages.
All right. And we got Obama bombed five of seven countries Trump banned. Obama banned the same countries in the law that was passed. Soros is funding all of this. David, I'm going to turn this over to you here. But again, clearly they're trying to stir up insurrection. They bring in people. They don't get them to join the melting pot. They try to turn them into an outside group. Listeners and viewers, InfoWars has proven itself to be steadfast and committed and good stewards of your support. And you've supported us massively. This is unprecedented, the victories we've had, what we've been able to do. But we have to go next level. I must set up bureaus in other major cities. We must get more reporters and crew members. We must add more shows. We must move towards at least 14 hours a day. I don't want to say 24 hour. We've got to do this in the face. We're already hour by hour dominating Fox News. Okay. I mean, this show is bigger than Fox News hour by hour. It's a fact. Drudge is bigger than them as well. But we have to recognize that and fulfill it. If Fox was better than us, I would just not be fighting as hard. I don't want to do this. But I was up here Saturday and Sunday. I mean, I'm up here because wild horses can't drag me away. We need the financial backing to take care of our great crew, who's proven themselves as veterans of the info war, but to just as importantly hire more people and organize the next phase. We've learned, we've trained, we understand, we've had victory, we've had defeats, we've had setbacks, we've had leaps forward, we've done it all. And so we're running specials at InfoWarsStore.com right now, like 10% off on our great vitamin B12, 25% off on air purifier systems, Alexa Pure, and water filter systems for SoKey, and a lot of other specials. Supermel Vitality is about to sell out. We've got Combat One disinfectant spray that's a new development. Only the Pentagon has it. Only we have it outside the Pentagon right now. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. I want to say that plan more for the show today. I think I give us an A+. I'm going to hand it over to David now. The crew's done a great job. You've done a great job, listeners and viewers. There's about 40 minutes left here with David Knight. But I got to over 150 articles today. I didn't get to another 100 or so. But I'm going to try to do that on the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central, with the other co-host. So David Knight, go over and take over the situation. But I want to thank the viewers and listeners for their prayers, their support, and just spread the links in the articles. Because the enemy wants to block us. They're trying a lot of stuff. But it's not working, thanks to you. David Knight.
Thank you, Alex. And when we look at this situation and the fact that the liberals are trying to sell this to us as unprecedented, we just played for you the clip of Jimmy Carter saying they were going to freeze assets or going to ban Iranians. And, of course, that's what we just saw recently unfrozen, some of those assets that they froze at that time. When we come back, I'm going to play for you a clip of Bill Clinton, who is talking about doing exactly the same thing. On and on, we see them coming after Donald Trump as if it were the end of the world, and yet it isn't. It isn't the end of the world. We're going to talk about the good things he did, too. He's going to save $600 million on the F-35 program.
You appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack? When you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price. And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 0606.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to talk a little bit about the hypocrisy that we see of these Silicon Valley billionaires and others. And I would include Starbucks as part of that because they really do market towards they're not Silicon Valley, but that same type of mindset that we see from these multinational corporations. And remember that it was Angela Merkel who this last weekend called out Starbucks over their unfair practices. She said unfair tax advantages for multinational corporations are the things she was talking to the German people about. And she singled out Starbucks as the example. She said many companies have managed to pay taxes nowhere in the world. She said coffee house operators in Germany have to pay their taxes, while it's not at all clear with Starbucks whether they pay taxes anywhere. Anywhere. See? It's a shell game. That's what they do. That's what these multinational corporations do. That's why I include them in with Silicon Valley. And yet at the same time, we have the CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, sending a letter to his employees and say, I write to you today with deep concern, with a heavy heart, with a resolute promise. Let me begin with the news that is immediately in front of us. We've all been witness to the confusion, the surprise, and the opposition to the executive order from President Trump and so forth. Okay? And he says, we're living in an unprecedented time where we're witness to the conscience of our country and the promise of the American dream being called into question. Well, you know what? People like Starbucks CEO have been calling into question the American dream for a long time. And let me tell you that part of the American dream has always been what? Owning your own home. That was the core part of the American dream. Owning your own home. Starting your own business. Well, Washington has regulated the starting your own business aspect of it pretty much to death. And that's what Donald Trump pushed back against today. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But I want to talk about the American dream of owning a home. If people can come here at will from anywhere in the world, and we have to educate their children for free, at our expense, paid for by our property taxes, in the language of their choice, do you think you can own your home? Do you think that you're going to lose that American dream because of dreamers coming here demanding benefits from you? And, of course, there's a back and forth. There's a division going on right now, a debate within the Trump administration. There's an article from Reuters saying Trump aides are divided over the policies of shielding dreamer immigrants. And I have to say, I hope that the people who are saying we're not going to shield them went out, because I'm quite frankly sick and tired of seeing the American dream only being a dream that people who are foreign citizens in other countries who decide that they would rather live in our country, that's the only dream that matters. People who live here, people whose families have created this country, people who have paid taxes all their life, our dreams don't matter. We need to take a back seat in the bus to these people that they're bringing in here. You understand what this is. This is a people replacement program. It is ideologically based, and we understand exactly what this is, and we ought to shut this down. These people who are dreamers, of course, that are getting preferred treatment, that's up to the age of 31. So let's understand what's going to happen with that. So you got this guy who pays taxes nowhere, and now he says he's going to bring in and hire 10,000 refugees for Starbucks over the next 5 years. You know what? I'm done. I'm not going to buy anything from Starbucks, not even the little stuff that they sell in the grocery store. That's been my only involvement with them for quite some time because of other things that corporation has done. When I saw this article, I called my wife and I said, don't ever buy any of that stuff from the grocery store again. We're not going to send a penny to Starbucks. And I think people need to start supporting local businesses. You know what? We don't need multinational corporations, and we don't need multinational workforces either shoved down our throats. We can do just fine here in America. One of the things that Donald Trump did today, of course, was he announced the savings of $600 million from the F-35 program. That's over the next lot of 90 Joint Strike Fighter planes. See, that's the kind of stuff that you ought to see the Democrats applauding him for, right? Look at this. He saved some money on these Pentagon programs that they're always complaining about, and they should. But they don't give him credit, just like they don't give him credit for shutting down NAFTA, for shutting down the TPP, even though their base wants that. And, of course, that's all politics. They don't want to lose their base to Donald Trump, but guess what? They've already lost their base to Donald Trump, and they're going further into it. They absolutely have nothing but contempt for the working class Americans, and you can see it in West Virginia. It's interesting to watch on CNN how Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia, dances around when he gets on CNN. They try to get him to criticize Donald Trump, and he walks on eggshells. Why? Because the West Virginians have been at the forefront of the globalist shills like Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama, promising to bankrupt them, promising to take their jobs, and making good on that promise. That's one promise that they did make good on. But Donald Trump is making good on a lot of promises. We're going to take a look at Bill Clinton and his speech, saying that he was going to do exactly what Donald Trump did this last week. They want to talk about this being unprecedented. No, it's not. And we're also going to talk about what's coming up. Tomorrow is going to be a Supreme Court pick from Donald Trump.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at something that's really going to get the left and Silicon Valley upset that's coming up. That's going to be Trump's move against the H-1B visa program and the abuses within that. Look. We understand that we need to have people like Einstein be able to come into the country. We need people like Albert Einstein. But you know what? There's not that many Albert Einsteins that need to come into the country. And, of course, you remember how the H-1B visa program has been abused, or programs like it. There's a slight variation on that for the service industry. And we've all seen that story about what Walt Disney World did to the information workers there, telling them that they're going to have to train their replacements who are coming in from India, going to work at a fraction of the price, and then they're going to be let go. That needs to stop. That really needs to stop. And I have to say that even when it comes to engineering, when it comes to STEM, you don't have to have as many people as we've got coming in. There's people in this country that can do it, especially if you want to get more American engineers, get rid of Common Core in the school. How about that? That's the thing that's turning people off from math. You know, I almost didn't get into engineering myself because I hated the new math, and it wasn't nearly as bad as Common Core is today. It's designed to make people blithering idiots, not only illiterate, but innumerate as well. That's what Common Core is designed to do. You know the way I got through engineering when I didn't take these classes early on? I found a trig book from the Naval Academy in the 1950s, and it was loaded with very interesting problems to solve. And using real trigonometry, spherical trigonometry. That's how I got through. That got me started on calculus and everything. When I was absolutely did not want to go near a math book until I found that. And so, parents, if you're teaching your kids, pay attention to their curriculum. Get some stuff that's real for them, that makes it all real, that brings it to home. That's the key thing. We don't need to bring people in from other countries if we don't turn them off from education in our own country. Remember that education is not filling a bucket, but it's lighting a fire. And the way that you do that is to make this stuff relevant to people. And that's the biggest problem that we've got here. But, of course, we've seen a lot of abuses with H-1B visas, and Trump is going to be moving on that. They've already drafted an executive order aimed at overhauling the work visa program. And, of course, they come in and say, as part of this article from Bloomberg, they say, the top recipients of the H-1B visas are outsourcers primarily from India who run the technology departments of large corporations with largely imported staff. And we've seen how that works at Disney, haven't we? So we don't need to have more of that. We don't need to have 10,000 refugees hired by Starbucks in the next 5 years. There's plenty of people who would be working, willing to work, who are Americans, who would work at Starbucks, who would work at Disney. It isn't like Americans don't want jobs. We've seen that our younger generation, the millennials, have gone through a situation where they don't know what it's like to have early work experience. There's a lot to be learned from menial jobs. You weren't meant to stay in low-wage jobs all your life. So I don't want to belabor that. I want to get to the Clinton clip, and I'm going to play that in just 1 second. But before I do that, I want to remind you that we're going to be running out very soon out of Supermail Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. We've had specials on these, and our stock is getting low on it. Of course, if you want to make sure that you don't run out of something, you can always sign up for AutoShip. You can get 10% off of everything that you order on AutoShip. If you order $50 or more, you will get free shipping. You pick the interval, and we'll make sure that you get the product that it never runs out. But right now, Supermail Vitality is about to be sold out. Also ending soon is our 25% off sale on Alexa Pure water and air filters at InfoWarsStore.com. That's a key thing to stock up on. You've got to have clean water, clean air, folks. And that's a great way to get it and a great time to buy it right now as well. It's 25% off. And finally, Secret 12 Vitamin B12 is now back in stock and is 10% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, this is a great way to take B12. You don't have to take an injection. You just put it right under your tongue and swallow. It's great tasting. It boosts your energy, and this stuff really works. I take it on a daily basis myself. So, again, you can get that at 10% off that Secret 12 or vitamin B12. Let's play. We played earlier when Alex was still on. We played the clip from Jimmy Carter banning Iranians, freezing their assets. Let's play this clip from Bill Clinton talking about his plan to deport illegals. Here's Bill Clinton.
All Americans, not only in the states most heavily affected, but in every place in this country, are rightly disturbed by the large numbers of illegal aliens entering our country. The jobs they hold might otherwise be held by citizens or legal immigrants.
What were you just saying?
The public service they use impose burdens on our taxpayers.
Yeah.
That's why our administration has moved aggressively to secure our borders more, by hiring a record number of new border guards, by deporting twice as many criminal aliens as ever before, by cracking down on illegal hiring, by barring welfare benefits to illegal aliens. In the budget I will present to you, we will try to do more to speed the deportation of illegal aliens who are arrested for crimes, to better identify illegal aliens in the workplace, as recommended by the commission headed by former Congresswoman Barbara Jordan. We are a nation of immigrants, but we are also a nation of laws. It is wrong and ultimately self-defeating for a nation of immigrants to permit the kind of abuse of our immigration laws we have seen in recent years, and we must do more to stop it.
And the Democrats applaud because he's a Democrat, because it's who said that. Did you hear that? He said, we have a nation of laws. They can't even bring themselves to call foreign citizens who are here in defiance of our laws. They can't even bring themselves to say that they're here illegally anymore. They're just simply undocumented. And we're going to work on those documentations to make sure that they're going to stay. That was Bill Clinton. And, of course, we played Jimmy Carter. And, of course, we've talked today about how Barack Obama in December 2015 signed the Visa Waiver Program Improvement and Terrorist Travel Prevention Act. The Terrorist Travel Prevention Act. You see, if you bring in a million immigrants from an area where there is a lot of terrorist activity, Somalia is a good example. We bring in those people, and what if you got 99% of them? Well, that's 10,000 terrorists that would come in with that 1%. Let's say 99% of them are just fine, but 1% of them are terrorists. You just brought in 10,000 terrorists. What if 99.9% of them are okay? Well, you just brought in 1,000 terrorists and so forth, okay? How many do you need to have a terrorist event? You know, one of the things that I tweeted out over the weekend when this was going on, they said, oh, okay, seven nations is equivalent to a Muslim ban? No, not at all. But let's point out, let's take a look at a few cities here, okay? Let's look at seven cities in just the last year, in just Europe, predominantly Germany and France. You had a Brussels bombing. You had a truck attack in Nice. You had a stabbing in Munich. You had another truck attack in Berlin, the Christmas market. You had another bombing in Ansbach. You had another stabbing in Normandy. And that's not even counting the two big shootings in Paris that happened a little over a year ago. We can't take a look at that. See, they talk about this as, I've heard this liberal meme. How many people, this is statistically insignificant. Well, it is not insignificant if you're one of the 80-some-odd people who's run down by a truck in Nice, or if you're their family. It is not statistically insignificant for those families, for those victims of those terrorist attacks. And what are we doing to vet it? As I pointed out on Friday, as Alex pointed out earlier today, the United Nations is doing the vetting and sending these people in. On Friday, I talked about the fact that there was just under 2,000 people had been sent in by the United Nations. They declared that they were refugees, and they sent them into our country. They determined who was going to come into our country. During the 1 week that Donald Trump had been president, just under 2,000 came in before he enacted this order. People were saying, well, we've got to stop this, right? Why doesn't he do something? And he did something about that later that day, later on Friday. And then, of course, they freak out as if this is something that had never happened before. The story that we have on Infowars.com, where they talk about the South Vietnamese refugees that were pushed back, that were opposed by Joe Biden, that were opposed by Jerry Brown. And, of course, what Jerry Brown said at the time, he said, there's something strange about saying, let's bring in 500,000 when we can't take care of 1 million unemployed in California. That's what Jerry Brown said at the time. But if we say that, we're racist, we're xenophobic. But he can say that, and they opposed it at the time. And again, as Alex pointed out, it is largely political. They don't want the conservative Vietnamese coming in. They don't want the conservative Cubans coming in. They want people that are going to come in that are going to be Democrat voters. And so that's a big part of it. But remember that it was not once but twice that Obama did this. He signed the Terrorist Travel Prevention Act in December of 2015. He restricted access to citizens from 38 countries. And then they also enacted restrictions on Iran, Syria, Sudan, Iraq. Then in February of 2016, not even a year ago, what a short memory these people have. The Obama administration added Libya, Somalia, and Yemen to the list of countries one could not have visited, but still allowed dual citizens of those countries to come in. But dual citizens of Syria, Sudan, Iraq, Iran were still ineligible. Trump was barring immigration from that same list of countries. And then in a separate incident, Obama and the Clinton State Department took a six-month hiatus from processing Iraqi refugees in 2011. Do you understand that? Twice from Obama. December of 2015, then he increased the list in February of 2016, and then Obama and Hillary back in 2011 blocked people coming in from Iraqi. Did anybody say that they were racist, xenophobic, that it was a Muslim ban? No, they didn't do that. And I got to say, when we talk about Somalia, I have a personal anecdote here of a missionary that I knew who had told me at the time that he was in Somalia just before the events that are recorded in Black Hawk Down. And he said it was unbelievably violent. He said, even as a missionary, you never went anywhere without an AK-47. And he was not there to wage war on anybody. He was there to try to protect other people and, of course, protect himself so he could protect other people. But you didn't go anywhere in that country without an AK-47. So what do? We bring in people from the most violent areas. Before I get off of this and get on to some other news, when I look at this and we have these nations that Barack Obama is bombing, but then he wants to bring the people in at the same time. And so you have to say, well, if these nations have so many bad people in them that we need to bomb them, why are we bringing the people in? Do you see that conflict, that cognitive dissonance there? That at the same time we're supposed to embrace all these people and bring as many of them in as wish to come, and we have no way to vet them, they're dangerous enough that we need to bomb them. And I have to say that you need to stop one or the other. Maybe we just stop both of them. Maybe we stop the bombing and we let the people live their lives in their countries and send them some aid to help them for what we did. I think we bear some responsibility for that. I'm not in general supportive of foreign aid because I believe that it makes dependence. It makes people dependent upon us. Just like I don't support a universal basic income from Americans. I don't support that type of welfare always destroys people. But in a situation where you go in and you, because you wanted regime change, start bombing and destroying people's lives and unleashing drone attacks on them, creating a civil war using ISIS and Al-Qaeda as your surrogates, I think that you do owe something to those people. The first thing you owe them is to stop doing it. Why don't the liberals focus on that? Why don't the people who are screaming about Donald Trump not bringing in refugees from the places at war, why don't they focus on stopping the war? What is the matter with you people? It used to be the left didn't like war. Now they embrace it. Now they cheer it. Now they want a Cold War with Russia. Now they want regime change in Syria. Now they criticize people like Tulsi Gabbard, who goes to Syria and meets with the other side. She comes back and she says there's no moderate rebels over there. Absolutely. She's telling the truth. And the liberals are furious at her. Don't say that. We want a war. And, of course, if you don't want a war, you're a Russian agent. This is the insanity that has become the left. The very first thing that all of these liberals ought to be talking about is stopping the war, stopping the killing. I am so sick and tired of liberals posting the picture of the Aleppo boy. You realize who started the war? It's us. Why don't you focus on stopping the war instead of bringing all of these surviving children into the United States? Why don't you just stop it? It's absolutely amazing. And when Alex said, what is going to come with this? What is the real concern? Of course, the real concern, and Donald Trump said it, it really outraged them. He said, I think John McCain and Lindsey Graham are trying to start World War III. Yes, of course they are. We've been telling you that for a long time. We've been telling you that they are aiding, abetting, creating, funding, training, everything else. ISIS and Al-Qaeda. They called them the Mujahideen back when it was done by Ronald Reagan. We understand what this is. It's been going on for decades. It's not anything new. They were trying to get us to act as Al-Qaeda's air force in Syria, and we wouldn't have it. We stopped that. InfoWars is a big part of that. And so when we look at what they're trying to do, even Mikhail Gorbachev has said it looks like we're gearing up for world war. Of course, his solution was to have the United Nations come in and impose a peace on people. No, that's not the solution. And, of course, he's a big government statist, but he doesn't want to see this happen because it's the Russian people who know what it's like to be at war, more so than American people. American people have become very soft, very distant. They haven't had a war on their soil for a very long time. We fortunately did not have, during World War II, much bloodshed on American soil outside of Pearl Harbor, but the Russians had it in spades. That's why they are so excited about the fact that we can have a de-escalation of tensions. I just, quite frankly, don't understand why the liberals, and it just goes to show how dishonest they are and how controlled they are by George Soros. That's the true issue here. They become mindless puppets of George Soros, who wants to set the world on fire. And so it doesn't even occur to them to try to stop the wars. No, we just need to keep bombing them and bringing the refugees into America. How do you get past that? Meanwhile, in more hypocrisy, we see this story. It just keeps escalating with Mark Zuckerberg and the Hawaiians. He goes and he spends $100 million to get 700 acres of beachfront land in Hawaii. And then he decides that he's going to lock out the Hawaiians, who have a legacy of land there. They have an act going back to 1850, which allows native people to own the land they once lived on. And so they've got not only a wall, but he's using his armed guards and security people to intimidate them. They said, they told me I was on private property, threatening to take my picture. They were threatening to arrest me. They were aggressive. They were rude. They were disrespectful. These are the multinational globalists who want to own everything, just like he wants to own all the Hawaiian beaches. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dad, I'm really afraid of what's happening with the economy. There's too much civil unrest, too much terrorism, and unstable global markets. I'm tired of riding the ups and downs of the market. It reminds me of 2008. I was caught off guard then. How do I prepare for the worst now? What'll I do if the dollar collapses?
You gotta stop worrying, son, and take action. It's time to think about a precious metals private storage IRA, or an investment in silver with the Gold Silver Group. Like I said before, you insure your house, your car, your kids, and your life. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call Gold Silver Group at 800-676-0821. Learn how easy it is to set up your own precious metals private storage IRA and how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Gold Silver Group can satisfy any of your precious metals investment needs. Receive your gold and silver fully insured and privately delivered to your door. Call Gold Silver Group, 800-676-0821, 800-676-0821.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. Info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie. Info. Let's fix it.
All of time.
Jones Show. I'm David Knight. Tonight we're going to take a look at the first 10 days of Donald Trump. We're also going to take a look at some of the actions that are going to be coming up in the next couple of days. Of course, tomorrow we're going to find out Trump's Supreme Court nominee. And the Democrats have already announced that they're going to oppose whoever it is, regardless. They don't even know who it is, but they're just going to oppose him because, just as we've seen them oppose Donald Trump, even though he does exactly what they would like to have happen on TPP, on reducing Pentagon spending and so forth. Now, today, what he did was he came out and he did announce regulatory cuts. And this is something that he had said he was going to do, but he signed it into law here today with an executive order. He has put restrictions on the amount of new regulations. It's one of the first things that he did. But today he said he's going to continue to try to cut regulations by 75%. He said the American dream is back. This isn't a knock on President Obama. This is a knock on many presidents preceding me. He said regulation has been horrible for big business, but it has been worse for small business. He's especially been critical of the Dodd-Frank Wall Street reform law, calling it a disaster. He said, we're going to be doing a big number on Dodd-Frank. And, of course, it is. Dodd-Frank is it's a good example of a lot of this regulation. It's very cumbersome, very expensive to comply with. Nobody can really afford to comply with it except the largest companies. And even for them, it's a big hit on their bottom line. But they're willing to take it. And in most cases, they're the ones who are pushing for it. It's big business who pushes for these regulations, because what Dodd-Frank does is it drives small and medium-sized banks out of certain markets, causes them to shut down. And so the big business can take the hit on the regulations for a while until their competition is driven out of business, and then they move in, and then they get the Congress to take those regulations off of them. That has been a recurring MO of these usual suspects. We see this happening all the time. Donald Trump is onto that game. He's seen it played. I mean, you don't have to be a big businessman to see that. Any small businessman can see that, quite frankly, when you look at the way these regulations are set up. It's not just banks. They do the same thing with restaurants. They do the same thing with pretty much every business. You have the large players come in, put in onerous regulations saying we want to protect the market. We want to make sure that we don't have people coming in and destroying this market because they don't do a good job of regulating themselves, when really what they're doing is just sawing off the bottom rungs of the ladder. But, of course, one of the big organizations that is on the chopping block is the EPA. As I mentioned on Friday, Trump wants to slash the EPA's $8 billion budget and its 15,000-strong workforce. One of the people who is in charge of the transition force for Donald Trump said that he would like to see this cut in half. And you know, when we look at this, what it reminds me of is the Declaration of Independence written by Thomas Jefferson, where he said the king had created swarms of officers to harass our people and to eat out their substance. And that is what this bureaucracy is. And the EPA is a perfect example of an organization that went way beyond their brief and has become nothing but an empire builder. And so you see Democrats coming out, people like Bernie Sanders and Love and others, saying there is a culture of fear being created in the Washington, D.C. bureaucracy, to which I say great, great, because when the people fear the government, there's tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is freedom, there's liberty. And, of course, it goes back to what Donald Trump said on the very first day. Their victories, their successes have not been yours. And we've had a predatory bureaucracy that has fed off of us long enough, and now we're seeing massive moves made in that direction by Donald Trump. We're going to talk more about this tonight. We're also going to talk about something else we haven't talked about, and that is the Spy Act. What is that about? Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.